Hi everyone. Thank you for joining us today at Kakao Media Pod Tips. Kakao Media Pod Tips was brought to you because a few months ago, I was at an event where one speaker mentioned that salespeople are the only rock stars that exist. Marketing people never get high-fived at a water cooler. So it's our goal with this video series to bring you some cool marketing rock stars from around the globe. Today, joining me is Yael Warman from Google Cloud. Yael is the Content Development Manager at Google Cloud. Yael, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, yes. So Yael, first, start off by telling us, what does a Content Development Manager do at Google Cloud?
Right, so my role is very focused on what's called a customer reference program. We're a team situated around the globe. I cover the region of SEA, which is the Southern Europe and Emerging Markets. And I basically am in contact with our customers throughout the day, where I figure out how they're using our products, how they're being successful with them, and the benefits that they've experienced. And then we build tools to tell those stories, whether it's video or written case studies or social media posts. Sometimes we have events where they speak on stages, things like that. So I just basically develop the same tools that any content manager would develop. I leverage those, but to tell the story of our customers' success with our solution.
One of the things you mentioned there is that you develop a lot of case studies. And this, as we know, is a very big part of content for B2B companies. Could you give us some tips about how it is you probably go about, first of all, getting your clients to want to give these case studies, and anything that you may do that you think really helps your case studies to stand out to your audience?
Right, so I think whenever a customer is happy, whether it's B2B or B2C, when a customer is happy with the product, they'll tell others about it. If you go see a movie, you recommend it to others. If you go to a good restaurant, you recommend it to others. So the same thing with this, with a B2B solution. If you are a customer who's happy, who's satisfied with the products, who has seen certain benefits, then you'll tell others about it. So that's where, like, how we approach it. And now, how do we make sure that the piece is engaging? We try to make it customer-centered. We tell the story from the customer's point of view. And of course, we're mentioning our products and solutions and how they've benefited the customer. But we talk about the benefits that the customer has experienced and how they've grown in certain areas, or how they've saved on cost or improved on performance. But it's always from the point of view of the customer. I think when you talk from the customer's point of view and you put the customer front and center, then it's always more engaging than when you're just talking about yourself or your company.
So could you tell us what sorts of skills and what, you know, tips you've used from that experience of owning your own business to transitioning to Israel?
Sure. So I think that owning your own business gives you a little bit of a broader perspective on things. When you're an employee, you're sometimes focused on the task at hand and what you're doing. And as much as you may have in some instances a little bit of a higher level view, then you're still focused on what your task is. But when you own your business, you do everything. Also, because like our businesses with me and my husband, they were small businesses and we both did everything.
Right.
And when you're in that position, then you first of all acquire more skills in different aspects, and you also have a broader view of what the business is about. It's not just focused on, like in my case now, content, but